Text B.
Bruce Lee remembered for more than his movies. 37 years after his sudden death, a lifelike figure of Bruce Lee was unveiled at Madame Tussauds Wax Museum in Hollywood in 2010. He is not only remembered for the movies and TV shows in which he starred, but also for breaking racial barriers, helping change stereotypes, and his contributions to martial arts. Lee was born in San Francisco in 1940 to parents from Hong Kong, but was raised in Hong Kong until his late teens. Lee went back to the United States at the age of 18 to claim his U.S. citizenship and receive his higher education. It was during this time that he began teaching martial arts, which soon led to film and television roles. His Hong Kong and Hollywood-produced films brought the traditional Hong Kong martial arts films to world attention and roused interest in Chinese martial arts in the West in the 1970s. The direction and tone of his films changed and influenced martial arts and martial arts films in Hong Kong and the rest of the world as well. But that was only part of Lee's legacy. His influence was greater than movies. As the first Asian international action star, he smashed the Western stereotype of the Chinese and provided reasons for a whole generation of young Asians to be proud of their heritage. Lee created his own style of martial arts, Jeet Kune Do. He himself often referred to it as the art of expressing the human body in his writings and in interviews. He explains, "There is no mystery about my style. My movements are simple and direct. The extraordinary part of it lies in its simplicity. Every movement in Jeet Kune Do is being so of itself that there is nothing unnatural about it." Lee has become an iconic figure known throughout the world and remains very popular among Asian people and in particular among the Chinese.